play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIO is brought to you in part by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Crady Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Eric Gibson and Jim Lee with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14.
Great to have you with us on this Saturday night. It's a little snowy and icy outside, but nice and warm inside. Expecting a great basketball game between Centennial and Galesburg. We go to public address announcer Bill Allison as he's introducing the Centennial
junior
girls, followed by the Silver Streaks.
Chelsea Cross, Chargers coached by Susan Thomas, assisted by Ted Power. Now the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'4 senior, number 5, Rainey Sibley. A 5'8 sophomore, number 20, Casey Williams. A 5'7 senior, number 24, Chloe Anderson. A 5'3 senior, number 30, Jessica Lieber. And a 5'5 senior, number 32, Sharon Diggins. Silver Streaks coached by Mr. Evan Massey, assisted by Andy Allison, Michael Rux, and Jay Barshinger.
All right, our thanks as always to Bill Allison. In fact, he's good enough, if I forget to take the mic down or you do, he comes up and gets it from us. So he's doing his work and ours too. So thanks to Bill for the starting lineups. And Silver Streaks breaking huddle there in their white with the black and silver trim. Centennial in what looks to be kind of a dark blue or purple road uniform. And the Streaks will try and upset the number 3 team in the state. Here for the call is Eric Gibson.
Thanks, Jim. And the ball up and tip one by the Chargers as Caitlin Martinez is going to come down with the basketball. Now into the front court, it's Stacia Simmons. She had 17 against the Streaks last year. And inside, Chelsea Cross, who had 22, she misses. Rebound down to the Streaks. Rainey Sibley handling the basketball. Now up top to Casey Williams. Jessica Lieber with the basketball on the far side wing. Now gets it to Sharon Diggins. She dribbles in the right side. Blocked and controlled by Chelsea Cross. She didn't just block that one. She came down with it, too. So back the other way, and quickly back the other way. It's going to be Stacia Simmons, but she misses a shot and is fouled.
Well, I'll tell you, just watching the opening trip or two up and down the court, Chelsea Cross is definitely big and blocked that shot, but she doesn't get up and down very fast. She trailed the play on both ends that time.
Well, and as we talked on the pregame show, one of the things that this squad has had a lot of issues with, I talked to Coach Thomas, is the post play, because they've never had a true post player until they got Chelsea Cross into this program. First free throw up and good, and so is the second one. So two free throws in for Stacia Simmons. The first 2 points of the game, Streaks trail it 2-0. Jessica Lieber with the dribble gets it to Casey Williams. Now to Sharon in the corner just below us. Jessica Lee with the basketball back to Sharon. She's going to penetrate in on the right side of the floor. Puts this one up, fouled by Caitlin Martinez. Shot does fall away, but it'll send Sharon to the free throw line.
Seniors need to come up big in this one, as well, they're always relied on very heavily, but especially when you're taking on such a quality opponent, you need everybody to be at the top of their game to have a chance to pull off a second straight upset against the Centennial Charger team.
Well, although Sharon missed her first shot inside, it's good to see her penetrate on back-to-back possessions, because what we saw last year was the Streaks were only able to put up 18 threes against this team because of the tough perimeter defense. They did hit 7 of them, which definitely helped, but the Streaks had to go inside a lot, and they're doing that here. Sharon hits a pair of free throws to tie this one right back up, and she's going to come out of the game. Lexi Daniels in to replace her. Danny Teal, Elsa Mangieri, and Sabrina Clay just came in a moment ago. Stacia Simmons in the backcourt. Danny Teal and Lexi Daniels on the defense. That ball pass ahead to Chantel Meacham. Trent Meacham's little sister. inside to Stacia Simmons, and she's got a nice runner off the feed from Chelsea Cross. A nice looking play right there for the Chargers. Lexi Daniels, three from the corner. That one up and no good. But we're going to get an over the back call on Caitlin Martinez, so she's quickly got two fouls.
Well, that's all right. Hopefully we can get a bunch more free throws tonight. I know that that their coach was telling you that they still remember how many free throws the girl shot on them last year.
She claimed it was 26-4. I double-checked. It was 21-8. So
little exaggeration there. It's known to happen.
Lexi Daniels with the ball, picked up her dribble. Now she's being guarded by Stacia Simmons, although Stacia not very emphatic about her defense there. Jessica Lieber's going to bring it to the right side of the floor, being hounded by Chantel Meacham. And Chantel Meacham really caused Jessica a lot of problems last year, as she's a little bit taller than Jessica and really gets it off after it on the defensive end. Now Jessica, wide open three as Meacham hits the deck, and this one off the mark, and Caitlin Martinez comes down with it. Headed back the other way. Ball past the head. Now Chelsea Cross is going to dribble it in. Takes contact from Sabrina Clay. No call. Misses the shot. Rebound came down to Floyd. And now we're going to get a foul down at the other end. This one's going to go against Stacia Simmons, I believe.
Of course, other athletic events going on tonight. Some big NFL games. Baltimore and Denver in overtime. About 5 minutes left to go in the OT. And the Packers have drawn first blood on the 49ers with an interception return for a touchdown. 7-0. Our thanks to Brad Benowitz, who's keeping me informed from home on what's going on there.
Casey Williams with the dribble to the right side of the floor. Gets it to Sharon. Corner three up, and that one's long. Rebound came down, fought for. Chloe Anderson came down with it, but she hit the floor, so she's going to get called for the travel.
Well, yeah, Chloe and who else was in there? It was two silver streaks. I couldn't tell who was
Chloe
on the backside.
Casey.
It was Casey?
I think it was Casey on the backside, Chloe.
But I think they each thought the other one was somebody in purple.
Yeah. Now it's Stacia Simmons goes inside to Cloyd. Ball loose on the floor, and Sharon's going to pick it up.
First centennial turnover.
Streaks back the other way. Now Casey looks at three. Shot fake, gets crossed in the air, and now gets it to Sharon. Right side of the floor. She gets her shot blocked by Cloyd, who comes down with the rebound as well. Now being trapped up in the backcourt is Meacham. She finally gets it up to Stacia Simmons. Streaks trailing this one 4-2, 5:30 left to go here in the first quarter. Caitlin Martinez breaks the defense, drops it down to the baseline. Stacia Simmons, and she hits a jumper, and she's got all six Charger points.
She's the real deal. She knocked down those first two free throws, looked very confident. Everything she does is done with a great deal of confidence.
And now we're going to get a foul on the inside. And this one, if this goes against, I guess it must have gone against Cloyd. So, Streaks the inbound on the baseline.
Ooh, we still haven't put it up yet.
Yeah. Ball inbounded. Oh, I guess it was just a held ball because now they're just switched the arrow. Ball up top to Sabrina Clay. Rainey Sibley with it on the wing. She has Chelsea Cross on her, so she's not going to go after her. Jessica into the free throw line. Nice little short jumper. I like that move by Jessica. She gets her own rebound. And a nice shot keeping the possession alive. Sharon, three from the corner. This one's short. Ball down. Danny Teal comes up with the rebound. Danny had a wonderful first game, and she's in and scores it in the foul.
Just like she did this morning, Danny Teal brings it to the rack early. She had a career high in the opening game this morning and has a big bucket here. First field goal for the Streaks in this ball game that gets us within two.
6-4, 4:47 left to go here in the opening frame. Danny, 5 of 6 on the line this morning, and she misses that one as Chelsea Cross comes down with the rebound. And now pushing it back up the other way, it's going to be Stacia Simmons. She goes all the way in, bothered by Sabrina Clay, and misses the shot, and Sabrina comes down with the rebound. Now Jessica, three, good, but it's called for the travel.
First Silver Streak turnover, just one turnover apiece, very unusual through almost 4 minutes of this first quarter. But you've got two really good ball teams.
Actually, it was the second turnover because that one where Chloe got the rebound and fell to the floor, she got called for the travel.
That's right, that happened quickly. But, it's amazing when you get two really good teams together. The play elevates so much, it's not nearly as sloppy.
Yeah. Ball inside of Chelsea Cross, shot up and off the board. Nice-looking shot from her, and she'll get her first two of the game. 8-4, Chargers.
Good luck trying to stop that when she gets it down low because she's just too big, too strong.
Casey Williams kicks it out to Elsa Mangieri, who drives in, and she gets blocked by Chelsea Cross. It's probably not a good idea for her to go after that shot. Stacia Simmons on the other way. She's going to kick it around. And now down to Chelsea Cross on the baseline. A terrible-looking shot as she just tried to finger roll that one up there. But it's going to remain with the Chargers as it went off the hands, they're saying, of... I believe they're going to call that one out on Hannah Smith, got her hand on it. So 8-4, streaks trail, 4:01 left to go here in the first quarter. Ball inbounded to Cross. She goes into the middle of the lane, puts up the short little jump shot, and that one's good. She's got four now.
Somehow we've got to find a way to deny her from getting the ball down there because she just basically has to drop it in the basket at that point.
Turnover on the streaks as they tried to throw it ahead to Chloe Anderson. It goes off Chloe's hands and out of bounds. Now the streak's going to drop back into a half-court press, but they're going to have Sharon up to bother whoever brings the ball up the floor. And quickly, a nice shot by the Chargers to break that and get the ball up the floor. It's Zyla Brummett. She gets it over to Chantel Meacham. Meacham gets it down to Brummett. Brummett working, and she's going to kick this one out to Stacia Simmons. Now near side of the floor, Chantel Meacham down to the far side baseline. Brummett drops it inside to Jada Kasten. That shot up and miss. Rebound comes down to Kyler. She misses the shot. Chloe fighting for the ball, but it is going to come down into the hands of Brummett, and we're going to get a held ball, so that one's going to stay with the Chargers.
We've already had 11 cracks at the basket here. We're still 3:22 to go in the first quarter, and a good team like Centennial, you've got to try and limit them to one and done as much as you can, and they're getting too many opportunities.
Kyler with the basketball. She's going to kick it out to Stacia Simmons. Simmons is going to look to baseline. Nice drop pass down, but Streaks do a good job to get a tie up there, and it's going to be a turnover back to the Streaks.
And, of course, as Evan Massey told us on the pregame, the popular adage, and he's so right, good shooting overcomes a multitude of sins. And right now we're looking kind of sinful because we're not getting any shots to go in from the outside, but still just down six, so all we got to do is make one or two, and we're right back in it.
Jessica working on Meacham, who's all over. She's got, finally falls to the floor, kicks it out to Lexi Daniels. Three up and good.
Big shot,
for the
Lexi.
Freshman.
Somebody needed to break that ice, and it was Lexi who came through from the corner right in front of the Centennial players.
Streaks trail 10-7. Ball come down the floor, and nice shot by the Streaks, and Danny Teal gets a steal. The other way, Elsa Manger is going to get an open look at a three. This one's up and just off the front of the rim, and Stacia Simmons with the rebound. Coming back the other way, Simmons working the basketball. She's going to kick this one around to Meacham. Meacham gets it over far side to Brummett. Long jumper up and no good. Wow, over the back was Kyler, no call, and she's going to get fouled.
Well, that shot from the corner was really a jump shot. You rarely see a girl with the strength to be able to put up a three-point jump shot, but that's exactly what came out of the corner that time for Centennial. Wow.
Well, unfortunately for the Streaks, Chargers retain possession, 10-7, 2:24 left to go here in the first quarter. And now Chantel Meacham hits the floor. Luckily for her, she was able to get her hands on it as Brummett was coming back to her with the pass, and then when she tried to bail herself out, Haley Kelso got her foot on the basketball, so we're going to get a kick ball. Ball all the way over the top to Chelsea Cross. She's going to go in the middle of the lane now. Ball bobbled around, finally recovered by Kasten. Chargers reverse it around. It's back to Cross, and she's going to go in with an easy layup. A nice move right there by Chelsea Cross. She's got six. 12-7 Chargers. Thompson back for the Streaks. Now here comes Sharon baseline out to Thompson. Now Sharon three from top of the key. That one's good.
Out of way. That's what's got to happen. We've got to have a good shooting night. And two in a row. We're right back in it. Down 12-10.
5 points now on the game for Sharon Diggins. Chantel Meacham bothered by Chloe Anderson up top. Streaks defense extended all the way out towards the half court line. Chantel Meacham goes inside. This one to Kasten and Stacia Simmons both standing there. It was kind of a 50-50 ball. Simmons finally picks it up, and she's going to draw the third foul on the Streaks. I think this one's going against Sharon.
I think they might get Casey.
Yep, you're right. It is against Casey.
And Casey, that's one of those, she puts her arm straight up. She's probably in pretty good shape, but tried to reach in there and poke it away, and that's where she got a piece of the arm. And Casey and the rest of the cast will sit down, with the exception of, I think Sharon will stay on the court.
Yep.
Otherwise, you got four changes.
Well, Stacia Simmons, 3-for-3 from the line now, 7 points in the game. 13-10, Chargers, this one short, and Sharon tries to go for the rebound, battled, and I guess it's going to be Streak basketball, yep.
team rebound on that one as the ball not only went out of bounds, went clear down in the corner in the tunnel toward the locker room and almost out the door. They finally have it. And the Streaks will bring it up. No full court pressure at this point for Centennial.
Just under 1:30 to play here in the first quarter. Shrine Diggins with the basketball. Now Sabrina Clay has to go off her hands, but right to Jessica Lever. Lever penetrates on the middle of the lane. Jumper up and no good. Ball rebounded by Brummett. Brummett trapped up by the Streaks. She has nowhere to go with the basketball. Looking for the five call. Rainey Sibley got her hands on the basketball off the pass. No good. And now Streaks in trouble. Sabrina Clay has a two-on-one. They get inside the Chelsea Cross, and she puts it up. No, but the foul by Sabrina.
Well, and when Chelsea Cross gets it in that position, we may as well just foul her every time. I mean, maybe she's a really good free throw shooter, but still earned two at the line because she's not going to miss many of those close-in bank shots, and there's no way we're going to block her shot. She's just too big and strong.
First free throw up. That one's short. Almost missed the rim.
Okay, definitely foul her.
Chelsea Cross, 22 points against the Streaks last year to go along with 11 rebounds. She did not go to the free throw line in that game. Probably goes along, though, with what Coach Thomas was complaining of. Second shot up, and that one misses. So,
yep, I'm thinking foul.
Very good play there for Sabrina Clay on the 2-1. Jessica Lee with the basketball. She brings it off the pick from Casey Williams. She penetrates in. No look pass out to Sharon. Three up, and good!
Yes, you bet. Three trays in the first period, and the Streaks have pulled even.
13-13. That ball overthrown, and a nice play by Danny Teal, showing the energy again as she goes sliding by the Streaks bench and was able to knock that ball out of bounds out of the hands of Brummett.
They've gone to a second overtime in Denver in that NFL playoff game, believe it or not.
Ball inside to Chelsea Cross. She's going to penetrate in, and an easy two for her. Not easy for most players, but she makes it look easy when she gets in there. 15-13, Streaks trail by just two now. Final 25 seconds of the first quarter. Here's Sharon dribbling all the way around. She kicks it out to Haley Kelso, and Haley just butterfingered that one out of bounds.
Yep, just lost her concentration as that one came over to her. So Centennial, chance to easily get off one more shot here with 21 seconds left if they decide to hold it. Although, again, at the pace the Silver Streaks play and the pressure, it becomes kind of hard to hold things for a final shot like you would against a lot of teams.
Streaks are pressing full court now. Chantel Meacham with the basketball. Chloe Anderson giving her full court pressure now. Sharon joins in. This ball kicked ahead to Devin Kyler. Kyler working on the near side baseline. Drops it inside to Martinez. Now a free throw line jumper from Cross. She misses everything. Kyler with the rebound. Meacham kicks it across. Now Brummett to the corner to Martinez. Too long. And nobody comes out with that rebound. Streaks trail after one quarter of play, 15-13. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Life is busy and quality times come in fleeting moments, only to be interrupted by basketball games, dance lessons, errands, and deadlines. Cratty Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, has a genuine desire to find the right insurance coverages for your family. I'm Mark Cratty. I'll take time to find affordable home and auto insurance plans for you from Rockford Mutual Insurance. For a quote, call us or stop by our office on Henderson Street in Galesburg today.
Back to John Thiel Gymnasium. The first 8 minutes in the books. The Streaks trail this one 15-13. So a good first quarter for the Streaks in the sense that they started off real cold, Jim, but they were able to climb back into this one.
Yeah, and did it with the three-point ball pretty much in their final couple of minutes of that quarter. Hit three threes out of five attempts. And so we just went 4 of 13 from the field, but with the three ball, it makes it look a little bit better. Centennial, 6 out of 16, and they only hit one shot really from any distance. Everything else was right underneath the basket. We got out rebounded 13-8. That's probably going to continue. Pretty tough to keep up with these gals inside.
Ball inside to Chelsea Cross. Good drop step move, and she has another two. So she's got 10 now of the 17 points for the Chargers. Now Cross on the steal, goes coast to coast and misses the shot, and then the ball gets tipped to her while she's standing out of bounds.
What a break for the Streaks.
Huge break.
Bad pass, and it looked like it would be an easy two. Cross just missed it, and so the Streaks, instead of being down 6, down 4, and got the ball back.
Rainey Sibley with the basketball. Casey Williams now top the key to Sharon Diggins. Sharon with Brummett on her. She's going to look for a pass. Nobody open now. Now Casey Williams, 3 from up top. That one misses everything, and rebounded by Brummett. Everything but the backboard, anyway. That ball up to Martinez. Martinez has the ball, kicks it across to Brummett, down to Chelsea Cross. She's going to take the baseline and put in another easy two.
Well, she's the X factor in this one so far, no question.
Streaks have no answer for it just yet. Casey Williams to Rainey Sibley. The one thing we have seen, she can't shoot it from farther than 5 feet out because she airballed the only shot she took from farther than 5 feet.
And we got a foul on her. That would help.
Yeah, Chelsea Cross gets called for a hold now as Jessica drove to the right side of the lane and she got held up.
Well, and I guess the best answer we would have for that, if we can't stop her scoring down there twos, then come down here and hit threes. And that's our best defense is a great offense. But right now we're down six. And Denver's out of the playoffs. Peyton Manning and company just falling to Baltimore in overtime and a field goal.
Wow. Jessica Lever looking for the inbound pass. Gets it to Elsa Mangieri. Mangieri back to Jessica. She's on the field gymnasium just in front of the Charger bench. Now up top inside the Galesburg. Now she's going back in front of the Charger bench. And Coach Thomas wants a five call because she's saying that it was Jess was going within the same spot. Now
either
that ball
way.
Went out of bounds, and I thought they called it Streak's ball, but now they're giving it to the Chargers.
Yeah, and Jess walked away like she didn't argue, so apparently she knew she had touched it last.
Now a couple players hit the floor, and here comes Brummett back the other way. A left-handed dribble. She's going to put this one up. Nope, foul called on the floor. See who they got this foul on, because if it goes against, and it's going to go against Elsa Mangieri. That's her first of the game. Streak's fifth. Ball inbounded quickly. Stacia Simmons, long jumper, no good. Over the top is Devin Kyler. No foul called. And possession will be retained by the Chargers. And now Chantel Meacham kicks it across to Devin Kyler. Shot up. That one's no good. Rebound comes down. It's going to be knocked out of bounds by the Chargers, and the Streaks will get the ball back.
Well, they apparently grown tall in Champaign. Devin Kyler comes in at 6 foot. They don't even have a listing for Chelsea Cross. I'm guessing she's got to be 5'11 to 6 foot.
I think
enough.
She's 6 foot is what Coach Thomas told me during off the air. Back the other way now. Streaks with the basketball, and we're going to get a double dribble call on Casey Williams. So the Streaks having problems right now getting their offense started. This ball passed in, and Casey's going to pick up a bad foul there as she got a little too much contact right there with Brummett, who is looking to receive the basketball. Two fouls now on Casey. Team has six. IUPUI in the building recruiting. I know Brummett. I'm not sure. I think Stacia Simmons, too, but I'm not 100% sure. Ball now in the hands of Meacham. She goes underneath the Kyler. Short shot up and no good. Rebound comes out and Chloe's going to pick it up. So if the Streaks would like to keep Cross on the bench because Kyler's not near as automatic inside.
Well, we're 0 for the second quarter so far. We've only taken one shot, had two turnovers.
Shrine Diggins ball up at the top of the key. Coach Thomas really animated over there on the sideline, and now she's avoiding the officials as Casey Williams puts in another two, and that's going to prompt her to get Cross up off the bench. 19-15, Streaks trail by four, 5:24 left to go. Wide open underneath the basket is Devin Kyler, and she's not going to miss that one. And now we're going to get a timeout, a full timeout, and we'll be back after this. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
In the break room. It's Patsy from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, weekday afternoons 12 to 3 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
.5:21 left to go here in the first half. Streaks trail the number 3 ranked Champaign Centennial Chargers 21-15. However, the Streaks will have the basketball. And on the floor for the Streaks now, Sabrina Clay, Jessica Lieber, Rainey Sibley, Danny Teal, Sharon Diggins. And Jessica Lieber to bring it right to left for the Streaks. And that ball kicked away by Chantel Meacham right at Coach Thomas. So Although she's happy that Chantel got the foot on that basketball, not happy that that one came shooting out at her. Ball pass to Danny Teal. Now up top, they're reversing around. Sabrina Clay to Jessica Lieber with the handoff. Just still has Chantel Meacham all over the floor. And now a five-second call. And Coach Thomas, elated with joy. And, you know, she's been working that official for that exact call. And Coach Massey's saying right now, you know, Jess was going back and forth and had changed the area. Ball inbounded. Kyler, she travels. No call. And she shoots a 12-footer, and that one's good.
And we completely went to sleep, though. We leave somebody back there that's 6 foot tall, and she's just wide open. And Evan Massey will take a timeout to talk to his girls about that lapse on defense. This is now 23-15, and this one's starting to get away a little bit. You don't want to get too far behind this Centennial team because I don't think they're going to have any long scoring droughts. They're just too good.
Well, and the other thing is the Streaks aren't getting the forced turnovers that they need, and one of the reasons why is because there is such good guard play by the Champaign Centennial team. You see Stacia Simmons, Brummett, and Chantel Meacham all can bring that ball up the floor with no problem. So we'll see what happens here. Is on the floor for the Streaks, Danny Teal, Rainey Sibley, Sabrina Clay, Jessica Lieber with the basketball, and Sharon Diggins rounds out the Streaks lineup.
We've just got to be better with our ball movement. We're doing a lot of dribbling and not finding the open person. We've got to get open for those threes because we're not going to score many points inside on this Centennial big team.
And now a foul called against Chantel Meacham. That'll be her first. And she bumped Jessica Lieber, team's fifth. Team sixth. So the Streaks, you're right. And, you know, part of the issue is, and we saw this last year, Centennial knows the Streaks like to shoot threes, so they're jumping out at the shooters every time somebody's even remotely open.
There we go.
Sharon, open three! That one just barely glances off the rim, and Martinez down with the rebound for the Chargers, and she flips it up, and luckily for the Chargers, Simmons able to come up with it, kicks it ahead to Meacham to Kyler, and she travels.
Kyler just going too fast as she went into the basket, just the fourth Centennial turnover. That, though, an excellent exhibition of ball movement by Centennial, and you called it with Stacia Simmons saving a turnover there. Not many players make that happen, and then they were off to the races with two quick passes and a chance for a layup. The Centennial team is as good as advertised.
Streaks just having some problems handling the ball right now as Haley Kelso and Casey Williams both near turnovers. Haley Kelso draining the 22-foot three-pointer.
Just looking around and had an opening and let that thing fly, and there's a steal.
There's a steal by Jessica Lieber. That one's up, and that one's good.
Got us back in it.
23-20, five-point lead. Now another steal by the Streaks. Chloe inside, and she'll hit it. 23-22, and here come the Silver Streaks. They've cut the deficit to just one. Timeout by Coach Thomas. It's just a 30-second timeout, and she's just trying to kill momentum as the Streak fans are up and applauding.
They kill momentum and get the point across. These girls do not want to go talk to Mama Thomas right now. She is really, really letting them have it on that exchange underneath the basket. They had built a very comfortable 8-point lead and looked strong doing it, and then give up 3, 4, 5, 7 points within, what, about 10, 12 seconds
yeah.
there?
Well, and that's what can happen at times, and I'm sure that's what Coach Thomas is saying right now. You cannot lose your focus because Galesburg's not going to let you just inbound the basketball. And what happened there, the Streaks got the three from Haley Kelso. Then Centennial thought they were going to just get a couple easy inbound passes, and Jessica Lieber with a steal, and then Chloe Anderson with a steal, and all of a sudden, before they knew it, the Streaks had just gotten two quick turnovers and they went on a 7-point run.
Well, Centennial guards know their assignments now, I'm quite sure, after Susan Thomas got done with that one.
Martinez inside the cross, now all the way over to Kyler, and she traveled again. I'll tell you what, Kyler is big. She's going to be a real good player down the line. She's just a sophomore. It looks like she can handle it a little bit. But she is not at the point right now where she can play in this game. Every time she's touched the ball, she's shuffled the feet or she's taken bad shots. Chantel Meacham now showing the defensive prowess against Hannah Smith. Somebody's going to have to go help her. And finally, she gets off to Rainey. Rainey along the sideline, yeah. And she stepped on the sideline.
And probably traveled, too. So
yeah,
two violations for the price of one that time for Rainey.
And quickly, Coach Massey coming back with Jessica Lieber, Chloe Anderson, Casey Williams, and Elsa Mangieri. He needed to get the ball handler back in, and that's Jessica Lieber. Jess is about the only one that can dribble consistently with that much pressure on her. Martinez now with the basketball, kicks it to Brummett. Now up top to Meacham, down to Cross. This team, great ball movement with the basketball. Finally, a jumper on the near side baseline by Martinez misses, and finally, Sharon comes up with the rebound, and she gets fouled. And I think this one's going to go against Cross. And if so, that is her second. Let's see who they get the foul on.
Good positioning by Casey Williams that time. She did everything she had to do right, went straight up, got some competition over the top, as you said, and that eventually led to the foul.
And the foul does go against Brummett, not against the big number 55 inside. So Sharon goes back to the free throw line. She was there for a pair earlier and converted. First one up, and this one's long, and Chelsea Cross down with the easy rebound. So back the other way, here come the Chargers. Stacia Simmons now to Cross down the lane. She's going to just work her way down the lane and get another two, and she's got 14 now in the game. 25-22 streaks are down by three. Now a steal by Martinez. She's going to go the other way, and she's going to convert. So she gets her first two of the game, 27-22, and the streak's back down by five. Mm-hmm. Jessica Lieber to Casey Williams, who travels, no call. Chloe Anderson now to Jessica. She looks inside to Casey, not there. Now Sharon's going to dribble with the right hand. Now she kicks it out to Casey, three up and off the back iron, and this one's going to come down to Stacia Simmons. And now she steps on the end line, not happy, and kind of rolled the basketball. Luckily for her, the official was not looking because she kind of looked right at the official and out of disgust kind of rolled the basketball at him. So Streaks going back formation on this inbounds play. They have it on the baseline. Jessica Liberal inbounds. This is going to be, most assumingly, the play where it's passing it back to the inbounds player. So watch for Jessica to get the ball back. Lexi goes back to Jessica, and Jessica loses it off her hands out of bounds. Streaks just having a lot of problems with just simple ball handling.
Yeah. Tough first quarter for Jessica, first half ball handling. She's had at least three herself here.
Ball kicked ahead, and Brummett beats everybody on the floor. Bad press right there by the Streaks, and they're back down by seven, 29-22. 2:19 left to go here in the first half. Sabrina Clay, now Haley Kelso. She's going to go to Jessica. Jessica again with Meacham all over. Lexi Daniels loses the ball out of bounds. As the pass was a little wide, but Lexi's got to handle that one.
Seven turnovers in the quarter for the Silver Streaks, 11 for the game. And after getting this thing within 1 point and having the ball twice with opportunities to get the lead, we haven't scored since that little flurry where we got to 7 points in a row and are back down seven now. Susan Thomas is not happy with something, though.
Yeah, well, she's just about any chance she's getting, she's instructing the officials on what the Streaks are doing wrong in her eyes. This is a long jumper for Brumman. She knocks it down.
Yeah, she's the one with the jump shot. That's impressive. They've hit four in a row and six of their last seven from the field.
8-0 run right now for Centennial after answering the streak 7-0 run. Casey looking for somebody to get the ball to. Finally gets it to Rainey. Rainey, top the key, now gets it to Sammy Thompson. She throws it. Stacia Simmons steals it, but Stacia throws it right back to Casey as she tried to save that one in bounce. And now we're going to get a timeout by Coach Massey as he is not happy with the lack of movement by his team. And he's going to call a 30-second timeout.
Yeah, the Centennial defense has just got to shut clear out beyond the three-point line to where we can't get a shot off there. They're contesting every pass, and we've got nothing going for us in the lane or down low. When we realize, yeah, they've got the size in there, especially when Cross is in. You're not going to get a lot of shots off, but you've at least got to get some penetration from your guards and be able to open up some passing lanes. And right now we're just a turnover waiting to happen out there with the basketball.
Yeah, and part of the problem is the Streaks just do not have very many ball handlers.
Yeah.
And so when you don't have those ball handlers, there's no respect for the dribble drive. And so what's happening is Champaign Centennial is just jumping out at every one of the Streaks players, trying to get right in their shorts whenever they catch the basketball. And that causes a lot of problems. Jessica's the only one who can really take it off the dribble. Sharon at some points, too, if she's got an opening.
Against lesser teams, you can get away with that. But you get exposed when you play the really good teams and find out a lot of the things you've got to work on, as Evan said, if you want to be a sectional-type team.
That ball, nice give-and-go inside to Sabrina Clay, and she'll stop the drought. 31-24, Streaks trail by seven. 1:18 left to go. Stacia Simmons all the way in. 9-foot jumper, air ball. Might have gotten a piece of the ball.
Somebody got it.
Jessica Lieber gets the rebound. She's going to bring it down. Sharon, three up, and good!
Boy, did we need that. That quick 5 points brings the crowd back into the game with a minute to go before halftime.
31-27, Streaks trail by four. Cross pushes ahead. Now Brummett's got the ball. She's going to drop it down. A great defensive play by Sharon Diggins, going to the knees, sliding and stealing that ball away.
This is the type of athletic game where we need Sharon at her best to be able to help out. And many times I think in this first half she has been. She's taking on a little extra load here, and we need her with 55 seconds to go, down by four in the first half.
Now Stacia Simmons just inside the three-point arc. Whoa, way off the backboard, and Chloe's going to come down with the rebound. Streaks back the other way. Jessica with the basketball, and Stacia Simmons not helping her cause with that jumper. She's better off going in, too. Jessica Lee with the basketball, looking for Sharon. Sharon now is going to drive baseline up over Chelsea Cross. That one, no good, and Cross comes off the rebound. Good challenge, though, by Sharon. And now Brum with the basketball. She almost loses it. As Chantel Meacham has it now. And she's going to reverse it to Martinez, back to Meacham. Meacham dribbles it to the top. And now spreading the defense out is Champaign Centennial. And I thought we might see this a little bit later in the game, and I'm sure we will, but with 13 left, they're going to try to work for one shot, and Cross going one-on-one with Chloe, and a good foul there by Sabrina Clay.
Yep, and we saw Cross at the line earlier, and it was not pretty. And hopefully she'll struggle there as well, as the Silver Streaks with 9.6 seconds. If we get a rebound and can head the other way, still plenty of time to get a quality shot off here before the end of the half.
Sabrina has two fouls now in the game, and you know, a quality one, especially if she misses them both, but she hits on the first one. 32-27, Streaks trail by five. 9.6 left to go here in the opening half.
The NFL, Green Bay back on top of San Francisco, 14-7. Early in that one.
Second shot up, and that one's short, and it looked like Cross came in too early, but she's going to get the rebound. Long jumper, that one's no good, and it's going to go out of bounds. 4.2 left to go now.
Thank goodness we didn't give him a gift wrap basket right there.
32-27, and now coming up to the plate defense is Brummett to try to take the ball out of Jessica Lieber's hands. Streaks looking. Casey finally gets it into Danny Teal. Now back to Casey. 2-1. Shot up. It'll count if it goes. Rims out.
Just missed.
As Casey almost dropped this to a two-point deficit before the half, but the Streaks trail 32-27. We have one half of basketball. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on Galesburg's WGIL and WGIL.com.
Hey, guys. Talk to me. How did it go?
Oh, amazing.
Really? They bought it?
No.
The client hated it. But they brought McDonald's breakfast to the meeting. Mm-hmm. I had a sausage McMuffin with egg. Mary had the oatmeal.
Oh, so good.
Seriously, the one time I couldn't make it.
I know, right?
Brighten your morning perspective with the hot and savory goodness of McDonald's sausage, gravy, and biscuit. It's only here for a limited time, so get it while you can. Only at McDonald's. Participation may vary.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
People who insist that it doesn't matter who does your screen printing have lower standards than you. You know what you want. You know what you expect. Clean lines, artistic designs, quality materials that players will actually want to wear. Screen-printed sportswear like that comes from Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Soft, comfortable fabrics, bright, bold colors, crisp school logos that profess your loyalty loud and proud. Find everything you need on and off the field at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision.
Shh! You did not just...
Look at that dish.
Seared squab with foie gras.
And that thing that just raced by?
With my appetite.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision...
Foie gras. I can't say that.
Out of collision.
Oh, just a little further. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
GIL coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center halftime report, brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
Glad to have you with us on this Saturday night. Jim Lee along with Eric Gibson at John Field Gymnasium, our home away from home for this weekend and certainly next, when we'll be between Knox College and here. Four games next Saturday between boys and girls, and then three more on Monday as this Martin Luther King extended weekend basketball tournament frenzy continues.
And the Silver Streaks girls, after winning in a walk this morning and continuous clock game over Peoria Central, having a lot more difficult time tonight, but right in the ballgame here at half, down 32-27, and there were several points in this first half, Eric Gibson, that I thought we might be in trouble of getting blown out, but both of those times we answered with some nice flurries, kept ourselves in the game to where it's still very good here at halftime.
Yeah, and you know, the big thing for the Streaks has been their ability to answer those runs. Now, the problem is you don't want to have to rely on that during the course of the second half. So, you know, if I'm Coach Massey, right now I'm telling the girls, you cannot get complacent on offense. We saw them get too stuck in the mud too often, and then they weren't able to get anything offensively productive. On the other side of things, you see Champaign Centennial, they barely dribbled the ball in the half court. A lot of passing, and they whipped that ball around the perimeter very well. And that's the kind of thing you need if you're the Streaks, too. You've got to know, if you're not comfortable dribbling that ball against a bunch of pressure, you have to know where you're going with the ball before you get it.
Mm-hmm. And woulda, coulda, shoulda, if that ball from Casey Williams had gone in, we'd love to see that score at 32-30. And it did everything, but she was just inside of half court at the end of the half and went off the backboard and rolled around the rim and then fell out. So good effort by Casey. Let's take a look at the halftime statistics, and those are brought to you at the half by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. First of all, for the Galesburg girls, 10 of 24 from the field in that first half, 41%. Streaks hit 5 3-pointers. Meanwhile, Centennial was 14 of 32, 43%. They had just 1 3-pointer, but a bunch of them in close underneath of the basket. Rebounding edge to Centennial at 20-16 here at the break. And the turnover count, right now I've got Silver Streaks with 11 and Centennial with 7. I actually might have missed a couple there in quick turnabout. So approximately that's your turnover count. And I don't know the last time, you know, we played a team and their turnover count's been only 7 at halftime. That tells you how good Centennial is.
Maybe Effingham. Effingham might have been the last time, just because they did a good job of controlling the basketball as well. But yeah, you're 100% right. And the number that jumps out at me right there is 2016 on the rebounds. The Streaks hanging in there, rebounding against this team that has a decisive height advantage. So that's a good sign for the Streaks going into the second half.
And Eric, you mentioned Effingham. That was at the championship game of the Charleston tournament. I was not there. How did Effingham compare to, say, this Centennial team?
Oh, this Centennial team would blow Effingham out of the water.
We just didn't play as well as we could
Right. Well, and yes, that ultimately came down to the fact that the Streaks did not play as good of a game as they could have, and they waited until the last minute to get back into that one. This Centennial team ranks up there with the teams we've seen this year. Springfield and Rocky, two of the better teams we've seen all season long. And Maine South, I would say that this Centennial team would give just about all of those teams a run for their money. In fact, they beat Springfield earlier this year.
Yeah, so. Wow, that says a lot. All right, how about the individual stats?
Individual stats leading the way for the Streaks with 11 points is Sharon Diggins, as she's pretty much been the main focus of the Streaks offense, and that was the same last year, too. In fact, last year against this team, Sharon hit 25 points, 7 in the first half. So she's doing it again with the basketball, one steal and one rebound to go with that. 3 points apiece for Lexi Daniels on a three, Haley Kelso on a three. 2 points apiece for Danny Teal with a steal, Casey Williams with a steal and a rebound. 2 points for Chloe Anderson with a steal and two rebounds. 2 points for Jessica Lieber, who's only gotten 4 shots off, including just 1 3, and she has a steal and 2 rebounds as well. 2 points for Sabrina Clay with 2 rebounds, and you know, realistically, she's got 2 fouls at the half, but 2 really good fouls. Because she's sent across the line twice, and Cross only received 1 point for 2 point blank layups. On the other side of things, Champaign Centennial led in scoring by Chelsea Cross, 15 points. She had 22 against the Streaks a year ago, 16 in the first half. So the Streaks were able to figure it out last year in the second half. Let's hope the same is true here. 7 points for Stacia Simmons, who had 17 against the Streaks last year. 4 points apiece for Zalia Brummett and Devin Kyler. 2 points for Caitlin Martinez. So, you know, the big thing for the Streaks is going to be limiting Chelsea Cross. 15 points, 5 rebounds, and automatic when she gets in close. So we'll see how things go. But I would have to imagine that the big thing for the Streaks is just going to be, number one, you've got to get that offense clicking again. And number two, you have to find a way to slow up Cross.
Both teams come back out onto the court simultaneously, and that's our cue to take a break as the halftime report continues here on WGIL with the Silver Streaks girls trailing Champaign Centennial 32-27 at the half. We'll be back with the second half action from John Field Gym, Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program, so the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Rob Williams State Farm Insurance in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg, by Amy's Carpet Care, the definition of clean, at 335-4048, and by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast, winter weather advisory in effect from 7 p.m. this evening to noon tomorrow for Knox, Stark, Peoria, Marshall, Woodford, Fulton, Tazewell, Schuyler, Mason, Cass, Menard, Scott, and Morgan counties, including the cities of Galesburg, Peoria, Havana, and Jacksonville. Tonight, snow this evening, then snow likely after midnight, snow accumulation of 1 to 2 inches, much colder, lows down around 19. Tomorrow, decreasing cloudiness, colder, high of 25. Tomorrow night, colder and clear with lows down around 9. Currently, it is 26 at WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Quarter after 8 on your Saturday night as we continue with Silver Streaks girls basketball, a doubleheader today. Earlier this morning, we had the Silver Streaks in the opening game at a 9 o'clock start. We were all just getting our eyes open and watching Danny Teal play like she'd been up for 4 hours, and she had a career high at, 15, I think, and the Streaks went on to an easy win in that one over Peoria Central. And the 8 games this afternoon have just flowed right along. I think everything has been on time all the way through. We actually started a minute or two early, I think, here tonight in the final game of the night, and the Silver Streaks trailing 32-27 as the final seconds ticking down here on the halftime clock. Silver Streaks on the court. Champaign Centennial still a little slow to break huddle here as they get the final instructions from head coach Susan Thomas. So we'll throw things back to Eric Gibson here as he's ready for play-by-play of the second half. Hopefully a big rally for the Silver Streaks. Be a great way to end the weekend.
Well, here come the Streaks, and wearing their white units, they'll be going left to right on your radio dial. Again, Champaign Centennial, Jessica Lieber to bring the ball against who else? Chantel Meacham. Casey Williams with the ball now on the far side. She's going to go down baseline. That one's tipped away by Stacia Simmons as she covered Sharon Diggins up. Streaks will get the ball down in the corner. Probably the worst spot in the basketball, on the basketball floor, to inbound the basketball, is right down there in the corner. Right away, Rainey gets it into Jessica, and Jessica goes around Casey with the dribble. Now going all the way far side of the floor, and she's going to dribble all the way in, puts it up, and it's blocked by Cloyd, who we haven't seen in quite some time, and finally brought up, picked up by Chelsea Cross, and she gets up to Kayla Martinez, and they're going to call a foul on Rainey for contesting the layup and count the basket. So just like that, 34-27.
Well, that's not the way we wanted to start it, with the turnover down there and then a quick transition. And Centennial does get the ball up the court very, very quickly. And for as quick as our team is in getting up and down, we're not able to get back. They've beaten us on a number of occasions, and that time it cost us 3 points.
Yeah, and unfortunately for Jessica, that was a real good play. It's just tough to deal with all the sides inside, and Lauren Cloyd picked up her second block of the game. Sharon now passes this one off the hands of Rainey Sibley. I don't know if these girls all went home and ate a bunch of popcorn or what, but we've seen quite a few of them get the ball and just glance off their hands out of bounds. So another turnover for the Streaks. They trail in the game by 8, 7:27 to go. We're just underway here in the second half. And Kayla Martinez somehow coming up with the basketball, puts a shot up and misses. Jessica Lieber with the rebound. That was quite the play, as that ball just kind of hopped up right in play for Martinez, and she missed the layup on the left side of the basket. Jessica, wide open three. Best look she's had all night. Got it! 35-30 as Jessica pulls the Streaks within 5, and that's her first trifecta of the game. Now Martinez back the other way. She drops inside to Cloyd. Cloyd loses the basketball in the lane. In the lane, still in the lane. And finally, we're going to get a tie-up, and the ball's going to remain with the Chargers. The Streaks would have been better off not even touching that ball, because Cloyd was laying in the lane and had nowhere to go with it.
Well, Jessica just dove on the pile there at the end. It was almost a late hit.
Well, she has had a couple intentional fouls within the last few games. So Chelsea Cross, another nice little jumper from the baseline, and she's got 17 now. And now we're going to get a foul on Stacia Simmons.
Yeah, bad inbounds pass as she stole it away, and a quick turnover by the Silver Streaks. They're down seven, maybe more now with, I think, free throws coming. Now they're going to give it to them underneath the basket.
They're calling down the floor, and that's Sabrina Clay's third foul. Streaks are going to bring in a new five. Chloe, Sharon, Casey, Haley Kelso, and Sammy Thompson in the game. This ball goes right inside the Cross. Streaks are going to try to double whenever Cross gets the ball, it looks like. Cross now kicks across to Meacham. Now Stacia Simmons in the corner. She's going to flip it inside to Cloyd. Jumper up and missed. And Sammy Thompson, the freshman, down with the rebound. Back the other way. Here come the Silver Streaks. Sammy Thompson all the way down the lane. Misses a shot. Chloe with the rebound. She gets her shot blocked and retained by Cloyd. And now we get back the other way. And we're going to get a blocking call on Haley Kelso as Martinez hit her full speed.
Well, hardly anything's gone right in the first minute and a half of this third quarter for the Silver Streaks. The Champagne has come out firing out of the locker room. They want to get the lead and make it a little more comfortable here with the Galesburg fans just waiting to explode and get back into this game as they have a couple of times. But right now, 7-point lead and free throws on the way for Centennial.
First one up from Martinez, and good. She's 2 for 2 from the line now. 38-30. Streaks trail this one by 8.
And Martinez, when she shoots a free throw, it looks like she's taking a calculus test. I mean, she's studying that rim, and looks like she's got a pretty good system, pretty good form, as that first free throw was up and down, and we'll see how this one goes, too.
Almost need to get the count started on her.
Yeah.
Martinez hits the second one as well, 39-30. Wow.
She does not get in a hurry. She bounces 3 or 4 times, rolls in her hands, but has that same format every time.
And now sloppy pass from Sabrina Clay. Stacia Simmons all the way down with the easy layup. And all just like that, the Streaks down by 11 now as they've only got 3 in the quarter.
Yeah, biggest lead of the game for Centennial. And the Streaks with 3 turnovers and 4 possessions here in this third quarter.
Jessica with the basketball gets it down to Sharon. She's going to go baseline. Tries to pass over the top of Kyler. That's the other Kyler, Jasmine Kyler. Streaks are able to retain possession, though, as Rainey was able to track it down. So Jessica against Meacham now. Jessica receives a screen, and now Jessica's shot blocked by who else? Chelsea Cross, her third block. Jessica picked the basketball up, and that one's blocked this time by Martinez. And now the Chargers overshoot Martinez. She saves it in bounds just to have it go back out of bounds.
Well, Jessica really frustrated. She tried to turn that right corner, and she did get in a little bit, but got her shot blocked from behind. She got it back, and then kind of became a one-person show there. You can see she was a little tired, and by the time she dribbled clear out there and then let that three fly, it just didn't have any mustard on it. Couldn't get to the rim.
And it got blocked.
It got a piece of
Caitlin Martinez. And now Coach Massey not happy with what he sees. He's going to call a full timeout. So we'll take one as well. You're listening to Galesburg Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You are the talent. You are the strength.
You are
the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster. Your hands grip tighter. Your heart beats harder. And time slows down. The weight of the team is on you, and you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlove's has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Nobody covers Galesburg like WGIL.
Streaks inbound the ball. Jessica Lieber. Streaks trail 41-30. 5:22 left to go here in the third quarter. Jessica taking it all the way inside. Finally kicks out to Casey Ellison. Open three just off the mark and out of bounds off of Stacia Simmons. And the Streaks will retain possession.
We just got to find a way to get Allison on track again. She has lost the three-point shot in recent weeks.
Well, for me, it's all trajectory with Allison. If she's getting that arc on the basketball, it's huge. And now Chelsea crossed the steal, kicked it ahead. Simmons, easy layup, and now make it a 13-point deficit for the Streaks.
Just becoming a layup drill right now for Centennial as they are taking it to us in this third quarter.
Ball kicked around. Jessica's got the basketball. Kicks it up top to Lexi Daniels, who's going to come back to Jess. Three up and just off the front of the rim. Chelsea Cross down with her seventh rebound. Streaks really struggling here in the third quarter. Kaylin Martinez dribbles all the way in, puts it up and in. Oh, this is a bad foul call right here because Martinez hit the floor, but the foul didn't get called till way after the shot. So actually it should be a foul on the floor.
Shot goes in, though. It'll count. She'll get the chance for the three-point
play.
That's
a bad call by that official because it was well after the shot was up. And they're going to call the foul on Casey Williams. And now another timeout for Coach Massey, and he's going to take another full timeout. We'll keep it here. Wow. Just unfortunate turn of events for the Streaks here in this third quarter.
Yeah, bottom line is we're just not getting back in time, making too many turnovers, and their system is just getting it down the court. As you said, Eric, a minimum of wasted time and energy dribbling. They're just pass, 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 and then they're right up through the middle of our defense and in for layup after layup. And this one's gotten out of hand, down 14, making it 15 points now with 4:41 to go third quarter. Not over yet, but it becomes, again, very difficult. You can envision us maybe having a bit of a run, but the thing is we've got to shut them down, and I'm not sure how that happens.
Well, the big way for the Streaks to shut them down is to operate the system to the fullest extent, and the only way you can do that is off of made baskets. The Streaks have not been making baskets, so they haven't been able to set up that press, and that's really, you know, as we've seen the Streaks couple runs, what happens is they make a basket, they set the press up, Champagne Centennial forgets that the Streaks are going to press on that hard. They throw it right to the Streaks. They get another basket. And, you know, that's the kind of thing that you have to look for. But right now, they just need to get something started. Down 15, 4:41 left to go here in the third. Caitlin Martinez will go back to the free throw line. This is going to be free throw number four for her. We'll see if she can make this one. Shot up, and that one's off the front of the rim. And the SIUE, soon to be Cougar, misses that one, and then Shron with the rebound, and she loses the ball and then just kind of hands it over. Now takes it back. Now back into the hands of Kyler, Jasmine Kyler. So a tough go for the Streaks there as they turn the ball right back over. Caitlin Martinez on the inside. She's going to dribble it out. Reset the offense. Now Stacia Simmons comes in, drops down to Jasmine Kyler. Her shot misses. Sabrina Clay comes down with the rebound after what looked to be Kyler over the back. No call, though.
Jasmine Kyler, all 6'3" in there that time, just missed the opportunity inside.
What Coach Massey wouldn't do to have a 6'3" girl on his squad. Haley Kelso, three up long. Rebound comes down to Sharon. She kicks it out to Hannah Smith. Streaks just aren't getting anything inside, aren't getting anything outside. And now Rummett, tough defense on Hannah Smith. To Danny Teal, now to Clay, now to Hannah Smith. She's still got Brummett on her. Haley Kelso. Eyes to three. This one's up, and that one misses as well, and the ball goes out of bounds off one of the two Kyler sisters. They were both there, and the Streaks will retain possession. I don't know what they drink in that family, but both these girls are real tall.
6'3". So, yeah, Streaks with a fourth crack at it here, but one of nine from the field in this quarter.
That shot up, and good for Danny Teal. Where has she been? Another two and another foul, and she'll go back to the free throw line. 45-32.
Just the second field goal of the quarter, and Teal will try and cap it off with another three-point opportunity here with a few substitutions for the Streaks, just three. Danny was probably one that was going to come out. She's shooting free throws, and so
Chloe's going to wait by.
Yep, have to wait.
So now in the game for the Streaks, Sharon, Rainey, Jessica, Casey, and Chloe. If Danny can sink this free throw, it's up and rolls in. So Streaks trail by 12 as Chloe comes in the game. This is about the time of the game, 3:34 left. You would like to see the Streaks go on a run. You'd like to have this under a 10-point deficit going into the fourth quarter.
Silver Streaks girls will be off for a few days and then go to Quincy on Thursday.
That'll be a fun trip.
On a weeknight.
Yeah. Stacia's more so for you. Stacia Simmons all the way down the floor. She puts the layup up, and she gets fouled. This foul is going to go against Chloe. That'll be her. Nope, it's going to go against Rainey, her second. Thought I saw a 2-4, but it must have been an 0-5. Well, they didn't call it on the shot, so it was on the floor. So this one is going to be inbounded on the baseline. It's Meacham looking. She's going to drop it inside to Cross. Cross kicks it out a little high for Brummett, but Brummett comes down with the basketball. Meacham for three, up and count it.
She had nobody in the neighborhood that time. A lot of time to measure that shot and made the most of it.
Chloe gets the ball on the quick kick ahead, and the Streak fans have something to cheer about. 48-35, Streaks trail by 13. Meacham has a lot of her brother in her with that three-point ability. Martinez misses a layup and off the hands of Brummett and out of bounds, so the Streaks will get the basketball back.
Another nice job by Casey Williams knowing how to play defense. She put herself in a nice spot. They had a two-on-one. She stopped the shot from being a layup, altered that, and then it goes out of bounds, and Casey Williams gets a lot of credit for forcing that.
Good job by Casey to come back to the basketball there on Jessica's pass, and now she's going to split the defense all the way inside, and now Cross gets called for a foul, shows displeasure. Lucky for her, she was able to keep it to a minimum, as that'll be her second foul. No need to compound it for the technical.
And the official and Cross having a nice conversation there, both of them laughing about that one.
Casey to the free throw line. Casey's really struggled from the line this season. First one up and good.
No struggles there. Good rotation on the ball. Nice arch. Nothing but nets.
So she hits on her first attempt from the free throw line to make it 48-36. Streaks trail by 12. 2:54 left to go. Second shot. She spins the ball in her hand. It's up and it's good as well. And the two best looking free throws I think I've seen Casey shoot all year.
Back to back. So Streaks climb within 11.
This is an interesting situation for Lexi Daniels as she's going to be the lone pressure in the backcourt. You know, usually this is Sharon's duty, but since she's on the bench, it's going to be Lexi. So Streaks now pressuring in the half court. Ball in on the far side baseline to Martinez. She dribbles up, gets it to Stacia Simmons. She's out by the spike line of the volleyball spike line. Martinez now to Meacham. Now they're going to go inside to Cross. She's looking, gets it out to Brummett. Long jumper in and out, and Lexi Daniels down with the rebound. Got back down the other way, and Lexi hits the floor, and I guess they're going to say that Lexi just fell on her own. So the ball back to now Champaign as that one went out of bounds.
Yeah, it's one of those two Centennial players on either side of her, and she felt a little trapped over there and along the sideline and ended up losing it.
The only thing I can think of is maybe she stepped on somebody's foot.
Yeah.
Because she just kind of crumpled to the floor. Good job by Sabrina Clay knocking away the inbound pass to Chelsea Cross. Streaks back with the basketball. Lieber tries to kick it ahead to Lexi Daniels, and that one's going to go out of bounds.
Yeah, Lexi touched it just before it went out. Seven Streaks turnovers again here in this third quarter. They're up to 18 for the game. Just nine turnovers, so we've doubled the counts from Centennial, and that doesn't help when you're down 11 points.
48-37, 2:01, 2 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. Chelsea Cross with the basketball. She's going to dribble with the left hand. She kicks it out. Top the key to Brummett. She comes all the way inside. Short little jumper, and that one's good.
Good pull-up jumper by Brummett. Took what the defense would give her and then did the rest with a short jump shot.
50-31, Streaks trail, or 50-37, excuse me. Streaks trail this one by 13. Sharon passes it to Casey. Casey travels the basketball. They're going to call a double dribble, but Casey got stuck on her hip and just kind of ran with it. Interesting double dribble call.
Yeah, well, it's interesting to see the Silver Streaks really kind of getting beat in their own game. A lot of pressure here and turnovers being forced. And we do this to a lot of other teams, and Centennial is doing it to us here with just really terrific personnel. They're deep on the bench. They've got size. They've got speed. They're a very good team.
And that ball goes inside to Cross, and she's got another two. She's up to 19 in the game. 52-39. Well, and you know, one of the things that's really affecting the Streaks when they're trying to play defense is that Centennial's just passing around them. They've spread the Streaks way out, and they know that the Streaks over-pursue, so they're just rotating the Streaks until they get an open look.
Yeah, really well-coached team. You can tell that by watching them.
Hannah Smith with the ball up top for the Streaks now. She's going to look to Haley Kelso. Kelso dribbles in with the right hand. She gets it to Chloe on the baseline. Chloe's shot blocked out of bounds by Chelsea Cross. That's four blocks in the game for her now. Streaks will retain possession.
42 seconds to go, third quarter, and we have, needless to say, not made any inroads here in this third quarter. Our deficit has grown.
Danny Teal, short jumper up, no good. Good rebound, though, by Sabrina Clay up and in. So a good job by Sabrina Clay amongst the trees. 52-41, and now a turnover by the Chargers. And that one went off the hands of Stacia Simmons as Brummett's pass was just a little low. Now a little You know, Tom and I used to talk all the time, Jim, about the change in the inbounds or the checking in procedures, because now they just kind of let the players come and go. In years when I was in high school, you had to get permission to come in the game.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And here's Jessica on the dribble. That one's going to kick out of bounds because right there, the Streaks had already inbounded the basketball. The horn came late from the scorer's table, and then they just stopped playing and let them inbound.
Mm-hmm. That just, with this line change format, it just happens so frequently, they just send them on in and adjust later.
Joss has an open three, up, and good! Streaks have seven now in the game, 52-42. That one's up, missed by Stacia Simmons, rebounded by Cross, and she hits it to put 54-42 as we head to the fourth quarter. Streaks trail by 12. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Amy's Carpet Care, the definition of clean, at 335-4048. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Rob Williams State Farm Insurance in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg.
Don't ignore facial redness. It could be an early warning sign of rosacea, a life-disruptive facial disorder that gets worse without treatment. Over time, the redness becomes more persistent and tiny blood vessels may appear. Without medical help, bumps, pimples, and even facial disfigurement often develop. 16 million Americans have rosacea, yet only a small fraction are being treated. Don't ignore the warning signs. See a dermatologist or visit the National Rosacea Society at rosacea.org.
Stick with it this winter. The blue WGIL button. You can win up to $500.
Details at WGIL.com.
Streaks inbounding down 12 here as the fourth quarter starts. Streaks will travel left to right, 54-42. Here comes Chuck on the dribble. All the way in. Yes, and the basket counts with the foul. Little Just Express with another two there.
First time we've been able to see Jessica get in on that right side and make something happen in this game, because she's tried a few times, but it's hard to get around the defenders. When you arrive, then you've got a big defender there that you've got to get the ball over. That time she was able to get it up and off the glass. Collision, bodies hit the floor, and Jessica goes to the free throw line to cut this thing down to single digits maybe with a free throw here.
Free throw up, and that one's good. So, Jessica now with 11 points in the game, 54-45. Streaks need a run right here. That ball tipped up, and Stacia Simmons somehow comes down with it to Cross. Over to Devin Kyler. She misses the jumper. Gets the rebound. She's going to put it up, back up, and this one's going to be good.
Thought we were going to get away with that, but Kyler able to get her own rebound on the second chance and throw it off the backboard and in.
Jessica with the basketball. She gets it over to Sharon. Sharon now baseline. Gets it to Casey Williams. That shot up and missed. Rebound comes down to Martinez. She's going to bring it back the other way to Stacia Simmons. She misses the layup. And it's going to be Casey Williams with the rebound. And she's going to get tied up. And the ball's going to remain with Champaign Centennial. Or go back to him, I suppose.
Silver Streak shooting 41% from the field at this point. And in Centennial, almost 50%, 49. They were 9 of 15 in that third quarter as they built that lead up. Now back to 11 after it was briefly down to 9 after the Lieber three-pointer to open this fourth quarter.
That ball up, bounces away, and comes down to Meacham. Ends up getting her own rebound after she missed a three. And now she's going to call a timeout and retain possession for her coach.
Jessica Lieber with yet another floor burn. Gets up holding the elbow as she dove in there and was able to tie that up. And just a 30-second timeout here with 6:57 to go. And the Silver Streaks still needing a rally here to get over the top against the third-rated team in the state in Champaign Centennial.
Yeah, and the big thing for the Streaks is they're going to have to find some way to create some turnovers, because this Centennial team's not going to miss too many shots because they keep going to the inside. They know they have a definite advantage down there.
49ers have scored a touchdown in the NFL playoffs to take a 21-14 lead on the Packers just before halftime. Earlier, Denver lost, got upset by Baltimore at home in double overtime.
And also earlier today, haven't mentioned it, don't want to very much, Fighting Illini showed up, put their uniforms on at Wisconsin. Not sure they played.
Yeah, there wasn't a whole lot of playing on their end. That ball
out.
Up and missed by, good job by the defense right there. Is cross miss that one inside to Dane Teal. She gets it over. Oh, trying to go to Allison Mandry on the far side, and she misses.
Too bad.
Misses the pass, I mean. So it's the Streaks playing defense again, going full court. It's Caitlin Martinez looking to dribble through it. Now it's Meacham. She's going to kick it ahead to Simmons. She's going to go over to Devin Kyler. Nobody on the weak side. She misses the point-blank layup.
Second time she's missed that.
And Sabrina Clay comes out with the rebound, gets it to Jess, and now we're going to get a foul called against Devin Kyler. So she compounds her mistake.
Well, twice they ran their offense just perfectly and got it to Devin on the weak side all alone. And again, at 6 feet tall, you'd think that would be piece of cake, but she's been too strong on two in a row, and the Streaks, catching a break, are still in this, but need to get going, down 11.
Casey Williams with the basketball, dribbles through the press of Centennial. She's going to pull it out. Now Cross trying to guard her in the open court. She kicks it out to Sammy Thompson. The freshman gives it right back to her. Casey to Chloe to Sammy. Now she goes inside to Casey with the layup.
Well run. Well run job by the offense, especially with Jessica Lieber on the bench. Still able to keep the ball without a turnover and, in fact, run the offense perfectly and get a layup.
Ball inside to Cross, and she misses another point-blank one. Rebound down to Casey Williams. The Streaks are going to bring it back the other way. That ball tipped up and almost stolen. Now Haley Kelsel lays out, and this ball's going to go off of Centennial. I can't believe Haley's still... She looked like she jumped over the goal line there.
Yeah, you see players do that on a football field, but at least they land on the ground. Here she lays out and gets nothing but hardwood to show for it. What an effort.
Wow.
The Streaks keep the ball.
So Streaks get the ball back. Sharon Diggins now gets the inbound pass from Jessica. Sharon dribbling with the right hand. She gives it to Rainey, who gives it to Jessica. Jessica with Meacham on her. Sabrina Clay looking for Danny Teal. Danny Teal, right-hand dribble all the way down the lane. Up, oh, just rolled off and rebounded by Martinez. We're going to go back the other way. Stacia Simmons in the breakaway, and she's got another two.
Yeah, they missed two or three layups for us here to keep us in it, but didn't let that one get away. And now we throw it away the other direction. Rainey Sibley can't catch up to a long pass from Jessica Lieber.
So 13 points now for Stacia Simmons, and it's a 58-47 deficit for the Streaks. Here comes Brummett. She's on the dribble. She gets it to Simmons. Simmons yo-yos the dribble out by the three-point arc. Now rotate around, and Simmons wide open underneath. Good job right there by Sabrina Clay to stop what would have been an easy layup for Cross by kicking the basketball on the pass. Looking in about the ball now is Meacham. She goes up top to Martinez. Martinez with the basketball gets it to Cross. She goes over to Stacia Simmons into the baseline. She puts it up, and we're going to get another foul called on Sabrina Clay, and that's her fourth.
I don't know. You blow a whistle on that. All she was doing was standing there, and the player actually was angling, trying to get towards the basket, and ran into Sabrina. That's a tough foul.
Yeah, and, you know, we've seen that a lot this season in that the aggressive players being rewarded with the foul.
No question.
Often, and, you know, you that's unfortunate because as a defensive player, you're told not to necessarily be aggressive and try to stay straight up, which Sabrina was. But Stacia Simmons misses the first free throw. She's 3 of 5 on the game now. Second one up, and that one misses. But Cross comes out with the rebound. She misses. Rebound to Simmons. She gets it kicked out of her hands, and now it's Meacham hitting the jumper. Streaks having all kinds of problems. And now we're going to get a foul. Let's see. We're waiting for the signal. Nope, jump ball. And the Streaks are going to retain possession as Cross had tied up the Streaks.
Well, Jessica Lieber lost it briefly, and Cross had her hand on it. It's tied up, and Cross was pointing at Lieber saying she gave me an elbow, trying to get the call there. Officials didn't call anything and gave it back to the Silver Streaks.
4:48 left to go in this one. Streaks trail by 13. Casey Williams with the basketball. Looking at the defense. Decides to chuck a three and misses everything. Jessica, though, gets the rebound and kicks it out and now gets the ball right back. So good play by Jessica to save what would have been a turnover. Casey Williams with the basketball now. From it on her. Now Cross lays off her. If Casey's thinking here, she should wait until Cross sinks off of her again. Then she has a nice set three. This ball goes inside to Casey. Oh. It's blocked, and it looked like there was contact. No call.
Not much you can do about that. They ran the offense perfectly, but Casey just not tall enough to get it over the big girl.
And they get it inside to Devin Kyler, who gets another two. And this game slowly starting to get out of the streak's hand. 62-47, and Coach Massey's going to use his last timeout. It's going to be a full timeout, I believe. Let's wait till the indication. We haven't really seen one. So everybody's going to the bench. Full timeout for the Streaks. We'll take one as well. You're listening to Galesburg Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Illinois fans, it's time for Big Ten basketball. Come out and cheer on your nationally ranked Fighting Illini as they take on top 25 opponents from across the conference. It's a historic start to a storied program and a Big Ten season you won't want to miss. Tickets are on sale now, but going fast. Help us sell out Assembly Hall for every Big Ten game this season. Visit FightingIllini.com to buy your tickets today. Go Illini!
Wear it and win the blue WGIL button. Available at participating sponsors. Details at WGIL.com.
Well, not a pleasant story so far anyway from Field Gymnasium. Streaks trail the number 3 ranked Champaign Centennial Chargers, 62-47, 4:04 left to go. The Streaks could come up with one more run. They might be able to get this one back down. But right there, a steal by Chantel Meacham. And now ball loose again, and now a steal by Hannah Smith ends up picking the ball up. And wide open three for Haley Kelso just off the rim, and this one's going to go out of bounds, but remain with the Silver Streaks.
Well, we have certainly not given up in this game. We're fighting for everything we can, but down 15, we just have not been able to shoot the ball well enough to beat this Champaign Centennial team. They're too strong inside. We've got to shoot well from the perimeter, and it's just not happening.
Well, and right there, in that smart inbounds pass, a 50-50 ball thrown to Haley Kelso with Devin Kyler, who is probably almost 6-8 inches taller than Haley, and now we're going to get a foul called against... Looks like it's going to go against Hannah Smith, and it's going to send Caitlin Martinez to the free throw line.
NFL Packers and 49ers, as expected, another great game, 21-all, 2:33 to go before halftime.
Caitlin Martinez, third trip to the line. She's 3 of 4 in the game, and make that 4 of 5.
Everybody sure got quiet for that free throw, didn't they?
Yeah.
So I feel like it was at a golf tournament.
63-47. Streaks trail by 16. Do they have one more run in them? Shot up, and that one's good. 64-47, Streaks trail by 17.
I don't think we got that big a run in us. I'd like to hope so, but realistically, it's just trying to keep it respectable at this point. Centennial is very good. I'd love to see them play Morton, who played before this. That'd be a great, great game.
Hannah Smith with the basketball. Gets it to Sabrina Clay. Sabrina Clay working. Hannah Smith with the basketball. Now, you would think with 3:25 left to go, well, I was just going to say, with Jessica Lieber not coming into the game, that maybe Coach Massey has seen enough of this one. But here comes Jess. As I say that, Danny goes to the line as she gets fouled going for a layup. Devin Kyler will get called for the foul here. This will be her third foul of the game. Team's fifth. Coach Thomas has to be a little bit happier with the officiating in this game. She kind of groused about the number of fouls called against her squad last year at Knox. Right now, her team has less fouls called against them. Danny Teal hits on the first free throw. So, 6 points for her in this game. She's continuing a pretty good day for herself. That's 21 points on the day now. 64-48, Streaks down by 16. 3:17 left to go. Danny's second one up, and that one's short, and Kyler comes down with the rebound.
And promptly throws it into the Silver Streaks bench for a turnover.
Well, Streaks will take that. Danny will sit down. And now sitting down, it's going to be Kyler. Shocker. Jackie Vipon into the game for the Chargers. First time we've seen her in this game. Ball inbounded to Casey Williams. She's got the right-hand dribble against Meacham. She's looking for somebody to pass it to. Finally gets it to Chloe. Chloe's got Vipon on her. Kicks out to Sharon. Three up and no good. And Martinez comes down with her sixth rebound. That one's kicked ahead to Stacia Simmons, who they seem to find her every time on the run.
Yeah, she's a good leader, and it's deceptive. I've noticed she really can jump, too. She's a guard, but she can get inside and rebound with the best of them.
That shot up and missed by Stacia Simmons. Rebound down to Vipond, and somehow a foul called, even though the official was well out of position on the other side of the baseline, and he felt he saw contact. Foul is going to go against Jessica Lieber. That'll be her third of the game.
Biggest lead of the game for Centennial. It's 16, make that 18 points if they make the free throws here. First one is short.
Jackie misses the first. Jackie Vipond. She's got running shoes on. She doesn't even have basketball shoes on.
She does. Pink laces, and they're just the low tops. They don't see that very often.
No, they look like the Nike running shoes. Second one up. Some lunar glides out there. Second one's up and good. She'll get in the score book with her first point. And we'll promptly sit back down. It's always a positive feeling. 65-48. And now a good pass right there from Jess to Sharon, and a great pass to Rainey, and Streaks at least finally shows some good passing. 65-50.
Not the same type of break that Centennial has run against us all night, and we did it very well there.
That ball kicked out from Brumlett to Meacham, over to Simmons, back to Meacham. Now she's going to go Brumlett wide open on the weak side block, and Casey. Casey will get credit for a block. She may have had a lot of body as well.
How did she get away with that? And poor Sabrina Clay just standing here a few minutes ago and got whistled for doing nothing.
Well, Casey devoured that shot, but also he had a lot of body on that one. Ball kicked out to Stacia Simmons. She's going to step just inside the three-point arc. She'll miss it. Ball's going to go up. Saved inbounds by Elsa Manjuri and retained in possession by Centennial. Streaks just getting no breaks here.
And not getting rebounds. 8 offensive rebounds in the quarter for Centennial.
Wow.
So when they're missing, they're just getting it right back, and now they're going to work a little clock.
Ball up top to Meacham. She's going to drive down the lane, gets it to cross, and looks like they're going to burn a lot of clock here. Cross had a wide open look at a basket, and she just passed it up.
They are really a quality team.
Well, they work so well at knowing what's going to be open at different points. That ball inside, and Cross will put some more icing on her cake as she's got 23 now.
Dean Smith couldn't be happier with the North Carolina four quarters, and that was as Lieber hits a three the other way. But Centennial runs that four quarters and then just finds the person open down the middle.
67-53. Time just the only thing left in doubt of this one is what's the final score going to be. It's going to be a Centennial victory. The Streaks gave a pretty good effort in this one, just not enough in it, as Danny Teal runs after what will end up going out of bounds, and possession to go back to the Streaks is just a bad pass right there. Meacham couldn't hang on to it, and it goes out of bounds over by the Streaks bench.
Being a broadcaster, we're not used to paying to watch basketball, but if Centennial played Morton, I'd pay to see that one.
Yeah, and that'd be a real good matchup with Livingston in that game against Cross and all the big girls here for Centennial. That shot up and missed by Casey, but the Streaks get the rebound, and Haley Kelsel puts the three up, no. And Chloe will get the rebound, put it up, no, but she's fouled.
Well, and for whatever reason, you've got both of those teams in this Martin Luther King tournament, but they're not playing each other in the course of the couple days of the event.
Yeah, and unfortunately, too, because like you said, that would be quite the matchup. That first shot up and rattles in for Chloe as she'll have.
Well, it would be much better for those teams to be playing each other than to come blow somebody off the court by 40 points, which they'll do a few times before this MLK tournament is over.
That one's up and that one's missed. Rebound comes down to Meacham. Chargers bring it into the front court. Almost a steal by Sharon, and now almost a steal by Haley Kelso. Streak's still going full bore. Cross looks inside to Stacia Simmons. That one's going to go out of bounds and back to the Silver Streaks.
40 seconds left. 13-point spread. Silver Streaks will not be allowed to just bring it up. Yeah, they're
going to
send pressure.
40.8 left. 67-54, and this one's going to be thrown away by Casey Williams.
Turnover number 23 for the Streaks.
And nearly turned right back over twice there by the Chargers, but Caitlin Martinez up to Meacham. Streak still chasing. And this one's going to go down to Brummett for an easy layup. Nope, she missed it. And the Streak didn't expect her to miss it as now Stacia Simmons comes down with the rebound.
The only thing I can see that'll kill Centennial if they don't spruce it up is they've got to make these wide open
opportunities.
Oh, they
missed way too many bunnies. And now a steal by Danny Teal. She'll come back down the other way, just kind of flips it up and in. Danny hit some shots without being real set. 67-56, and that'll be our final score. Streaks lose this one by 11. A good game at times for the Streaks, but definitely a good job by Susan Thomas' squad to show where the Streaks' biggest deficiencies are in this one. So we'll take a break. We'll be back with the post-game show after this. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIO is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Craddy Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Oh, just a little further. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, can help put more green back in your pocket. Ask us about details of a money-saving auto home discount. If your auto and home are both insured with Rockford Mutual Insurance, you can save dollars off your premiums. Call me, Mark Craddy, at Craddy Insurance for more information today and start saving.
The official WGIL forecast, winter weather advisory in effect the rest of the night until noon tomorrow for Knox, Stark, Peoria, Marshall, Woodford, Fulton, Tazewell, Schuyler, Mason, Cass, Menard, Scott, and Morgan counties, including the cities of Galesburg, Peoria, Havana, and Jacksonville. Tonight, snow this evening, then snow likely to continue after midnight, snow accumulation of 1 to 2 inches, much colder with lows down around 19. Tomorrow, decreasing cloudiness, colder with a high of 25. Tomorrow night, colder and clear with lows dropping down around 9. Currently, it is 21 at WGIL.
Stacks, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
All right, about to wrap things up from John Field Gym after the Silver Streaks win one and drop one today, and pretty well true to form. They were favored in the first game this morning and won that one handily, and were the underdog tonight. And just played uphill all night long and never gave up, but just ran into a very crisp Centennial basketball team that is ranked in the state for good reason after what we saw here tonight. A team with not only good starters, but good contributions coming off the bench. They can shoot the ball. They can handle it well. They play excellent defense, and they've got the size, whole package for Champaign Centennial. And we drop at 67-56. And then, Eric, I guess in hindsight, as I look at what we saw from Centennial, I feel like we had a pretty representative effort tonight to stay within 11 points of this team, because they've got the ability, I bet, to just blow out probably half of the teams they play.
Well, you know, yes, and we saw exactly what gives the Streaks the most problems. A team that has size, a team that has guards that can handle the Streaks' pressure. And that's exactly what this squad had. And, you know, the one thing that's unfortunate for the Silver Streaks is it's one thing when you're having to deal with one player or two players that have great size. This squad had four girls who were all over 6 foot. Cloyd, who started the game and played sparingly, she had three blocks. Devin Kyler inside was over 6 foot. Jasmine Kyler was over 6 foot. Chelsea Cross had five blocks. So, you know, you can maybe deal with one or two, but when you're constantly having to deal with those taller players in the game, it really creates a lot of matchup problems for the Streaks.
Yeah, well, and then at the guard spots, Caitlin Martinez does a nice job. Certainly we were impressed with Stacia Simmons. the 5'7 senior guard. She looked like a senior out there on the court, was really in charge of just about everything that went on both ends of the ball, so you had to be impressed with her. They've got, as you said, a number of those key players back from last year, but they've also got quite a few underclassmen, and so this program is really rolling over there for the Champaign Centennial under Susan Thomas, and she may end up with a career record like Evan Massey after a little longer if they keep up playing basketball and getting people like this. I mean, you know, if you gave Evan this type of personnel as far as height, goodness knows what he could do as well. So, yeah, in fact, speaking of Evan, he is in the house right now, and we will have him sit down here and grab a headset. And, yeah, he may just pack everything up for us here, too. We'll put him to work as the Silver Streaks head coach comes by. Post-game interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods. And, Coach, we knew Centennial was a good team coming in, and after you walk off the floor, I still felt very much like that. Very balanced team that didn't really seem to have a weakness other than missing a few layups that they had created for themselves. They were the real deal.
Yeah, I think, you know, what I like about them is that you look, they're two guards, that they've got two guards that are interchangeable, really, as point guards. And that's tough to guard, and it's tough to press, obviously. But they're not flashy, but... They tend to like to make the right decisions, and then it's 55. Is that Cross?
Yes.
She's really good.
The big girl. And
yeah.
Once she gets it in the post, there's really nothing we can do at that point except foul her. She was a little weak at the foul line, but that was about it.
Yeah, and I don't know, you know, what your observation was, but it was almost like this was a game where, you know, our style that we play. We give up layups, and so it's like, was that a good defensive effort or not? I thought we had that one stretch we got the steals and the inbounds, but otherwise we never were effective denying the ball inbound, so that was a problem then because we weren't, you know, the tendency would be to say, well, we need to get back more on the press. We really needed to get up on the press so they couldn't get it inbounds as well. But then the other, we didn't necessarily rebound consistently with it, but the biggest struggle for us was offensively of getting in anything that they, I thought they did a very good job man-to-man defense, and besides their big kids, their guards rebounded well.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know, we really didn't get many open looks from three-point land. When we did, we had a few, but in order to pull an upset, if you will, you probably have to shoot better against a team, especially that's got the size advantage inside, because a couple of times, more than a couple, we got it inside, but then we got our shot blocked. And at that point, you do, I think, any boys or girls, you get a little gun shy at that point and then try and kick it back out and get a little frustrated. And
yeah, you know, there was the deal where we were down 23-22 and had that nice run, and Sharon went to the foul line and missed both foul shots. And, you know, that doesn't make the difference winner and losing, but you'd like to see what happens if we get over the top and we've got the lead in that situation, and it's very early. But it would be interesting to see. You think our style, we get the runs, and so you get a streak where you're going to score 6-8 points in a row, and we got it there. But I think that's the only time where we really had a run. Whereas they, you know, when we got it back to 23-22. I think they then went on like an 8-0 run.
Right.
And then there was a time, I think they went on two runs in the third quarter right at the beginning. They went on a 6-0, and then we had, like with about 4 minutes to go, they went on an 8-0 run.
Well, and from up here, especially looking over the court from where we're at, we were so impressed with the way they spaced. I mean, in the half court and as they were attacking your pressure, they never seemed to have too many people in one spot, and everybody seemed to handle the ball pretty well, especially Simmons, number 20, was a real nice guard for them, seemed to solidify. And so even they moved, worked the clock there, kind of a four corners toward the end, and then got the layup with Cross. And, you know, if they do those things, you know, I'm not sure there's many teams in the state that are going to beat that team.
Right. You know, for them, you know, it's not an accident that they won the Bloomington tournament. And you think about, I don't remember exactly which teams they had to beat, but I believe they beat Springfield, and I believe they beat Richwoods, and so it's, you know, it's not a case that it's just mirrors. That in 3A, you know, there's obviously the private schools of Montini and stuff that are 1A that are 1 and 2. I don't know who else is in there, but these guys as third, they're legitimate. I wouldn't argue with them tonight after this game and say, oh no, they're only fifth or sixth. But yeah. I don't want to play 1 and 2 if they're 3.
Yeah, well, and this is one of those post games we spend a lot of time talking about Champaign, because they really were excellent in a lot of occasions tonight. We haven't really talked about the Silver Streaks that much, but from the big picture, you won the game we expected this morning, and this one we took our chances. What do you think that you feel like your team, does there something that they took out of this, some lessons learned to go forward after a game like this?
Well, our strength, we're not great offensively as far as when running a team offense, and hopefully, Moline gave us, problems, and tonight problems. And like I said to the kids, we've got 4 weeks of the regular season, and you start the tournament, and that seems like, oh, we don't have a lot of time. But in the summer, that's basically your summer program, that you start camp and you go through things for a month and you play. So we've got a lot of time that we can get better, and we just need to get better offensively what we're doing. I'm very happy this year. You know, right now, like Jess and Sharon, obviously, they know within what we're doing where all of a sudden they want to look for their spots to pick it. So they get a lot of scores that aren't really off the set offense but are breaking off. And Danny Teal's seeing that she recognized where there's spots she can get it going. She had a great day today of, I don't know what it was, 15 this morning and 8 tonight. And so she played hard. She battled the whole way. And that's, I'm happy. We took the timeouts in the middle of the third quarter of saying, you know, we're not going to be a team that's going to get down and then just fold and lose by 30. Let's keep battling. And who knows? Maybe if we'd made some shots, we could have gotten in it.
Yeah, and we noted that as well. You really did battle right down to the end. So, all right, it's off to Quincy on Thursday night, and I'm sure the girls will be happy to get maybe a little rest tomorrow before you put them through the drills again on Monday.
Right, yeah. So it's been a good week for us. You know, win at Moline, and this morning a team able to dominate, and unfortunately tonight didn't quite get it done.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Yep.
Evan Massey on the post game, brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. We'll be back to take a look at the final statistics and award the day's auto body crunch time player of the game, all as we continue on the Silver Streaks post game from John Field Gym on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL proudly supports the Galesburg community.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for WGIL. With this reminder, you can learn how solar energy can keep the lights on even when the grid goes down. It's a free alternative energy workshop Tuesday night, the 15th at 5:30. It's at the Sustainable Business Center with Gary Lay. For details, click our online calendar at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Involved and invested in Galesburg. The Handyman Show with Glenn Hagee, Saturday mornings at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
John Field Gym, the spot, the location of the Galesburg girls setback to Centennial tonight, 67-56. Let's take a look at the postgame statistics brought to you by McDonald's. I'm Levin's. And we don't love the numbers we see on the scoreboard.
No.
38% shooting for the Galesburg girls. Just 5 of 14 fourth quarter, 20 of 52 for the game. Centennial hit 28 of 64, 43%. Rebounding edge to Centennial, as you guess, the bigger team with a 40-33 advantage on the boards. And the turnovers, a problem for the Streaks, 23 to just 13 for the Centennial club, who goes on and I think will continue to hold on to that solid ranking. As Evan Massey told us, they won the holiday tournament, and they just continue to impress.
Yeah, no, they saw some very good teams in that holiday tournament and were able to not roll through it, but they beat some real good teams.
Yeah, Springfield, Richwood.
They didn't get to see Rocky. I wanted to see the Rocky matchup, but Richwood was able to knock Rocky off right before. I think that was in the semifinal, so that was unfortunate.
Yep.
Well, looking at the individual scoring, below average numbers for a couple of players. Jessica Lieber only 14 points, 11 points for Sharon Diggins. In addition to the 14 points just put up, she also had 5 rebounds and a steal. Sharon had 3 rebounds and a steal. 8 points for Danny Teal continues her solid day as she scored 15 earlier, now 8 in this game to go with a rebound and 2 steals. 6 points for Casey Williams, a block, a steal, and 3 rebounds. 5 points for Chloe Anderson to go with 5 rebounds and a steal. 4 points for Sabrina Clay with 6 rebounds. And 3 points apiece for Haley Kelso on a 3 and Lexi Daniels on a 3 and Rainey Sibley with 2 points. That is the end of the streak scoring. They were 8 of 12 from the stripe, including missing 1 front end of a 1-1. On the other side of things, just as you would kind of expect, Chelsea Cross leading the way, 23 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 block shots. Last year against the streaks, she had 22 and 11, so right in line with that. As she's off after this year, thankfully, for the streaks. Or actually, she'll be going to Truman State next year. 13 points for Stasia Simmons, as she had 7 in the first half, another 6 in the second half. She had 5 rebounds, and a number of those came on breakaways. 6 or 8 points for Devin Kyler, who missed a bunch of bunnies. She could have ended up near 20 if she would have hit some of her easy shots. She was just 4 of 8 from the field, 4 rebounds, and I would say probably of those 8 shots, 7 of them were wide open. 11 points for Caitlin Martinez, who's headed down to SIUE. She also pulled in 6 rebounds and had a block, and that's pretty good numbers for a player who is shorter in stature than a lot of girls on her own team. 6 points for Zalia Brummett. The junior had 5 rebounds to go with those 6 points. 5 points for Chantel Meacham, as she was kind of the steady floor leader slash defensive player, and Jackie Vipon got a point in about 30 seconds of playing time.
All right, all that's left is to award our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. You and I, with Coach Massey coming up here quickly, really haven't had a chance to talk about this. Sometimes it's pretty obvious who to take. I think the early game today it was Danny Teal, hands down. This time, you can make a case for several players at different points of the game. In the first half especially, I thought Sharon Diggins was really important to us. She kind of faded in her scoring there in the second half.
Didn't score at all in the second half.
Okay. Obviously, Jessica Lieber carrying a load of the offense on her shoulders, but also struggled a little ball handling. We saw an individual play here and there. I still think of Haley Kelso laying out for that one ball she went for in the corner. What a picture of hustle that was.
Well, and the other thing, and this is a little off keel, or off the norm anyway, Sabrina Clay, 4.6 rebounds. But, although Chelsea Cross put up 23 points, she had a few timely fouls that took what would have been easy baskets away, and she had at least one big offensive rebound that kept the possession alive. So she contributed. Chloe was part of that time when the streaks went on the run to cut it to 23-22. So, nobody really stands out as much as we've seen in games past.
Okay, so you circled the wagons there.
Yes.
So I'm waiting for a verdict.
Well, I would go with Sabrina Clay, and that's just based on her 6 rebounds leading the team in rebounding, 4 points. She's one that doesn't get a whole lot of attention, honestly, on the offensive end, but does a good job with the rebounds. We, like I said, saw her with 6 rebounds. She had a couple timely baskets, timely baskets in penetration plays where she was able to break free. So I'm going a little out of the mold. I would have to say Sabrina Clay was my crunch time player of the game with her defensive and rebounding effort.
That works just fine for me. So we will wrap things up from John Thiel Gym. They'll turn out the lights here pretty quickly. We've been in and out today, but some of these folks have been here all day long working, and they are ready to go home and get some rest after 8 games here at the Martin Luther King
tournament. So, Eric, we thank you for the play-by-play, and get a nice couple of days off. We'll see you Thursday in Quincy.
Yeah, always fun to go down to the enormous gym that they stick us in. We play in the field house down there. There's not a lot of room, and it's a very loud facility because of the building itself, because of the amount of people in it.
We'll be in a table in the corner and see what we can get done. So, again, the streaks fall in this one, 67-56, wrapping up the first weekend of Martin Luther King Tournament play. Again, a reminder, next weekend, very busy, a pair of games, including a big battle with Morton over at Knox College Saturday afternoon, and then the streaks play back here on the John Thiel, the gymnasium court ahead of the boys, then on Saturday night. So we'll deal with that when the time comes, but for now, have a good rest of your weekend. If you're driving, keep in mind a little slick out there with some rain and icy conditions expected, kind of a wintry mix throughout Western Illinois tonight, so keep that in mind and try and keep a scraper in your car if you haven't done that. So for Eric Gibson and for Nick Simpson back at the studio, have a great night and a great weekend. I'm Jim Lee for WGIL.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.